Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
Welcome back to Stumps. Jordan Canellis and Bryce McGain with you. We are in the very middle now of the BBL 09 finals series, and we already know which one team will be in the final come next weekend. It is the Sydney Sixers after they, I think Bryce, fair to say, humiliated the Melbourne Stars on the weekend in what is the Melbourne Stars' lowest ever score at the MCG. It's starting to haunt the Melbourne Stars again, their shaky finals run. But we'll forget about that for a second, because the Sydney Sixers were the team who got the win yesterday by 43 runs, and Jordan Silk was a part of that, part of the Sydney Sixers middle order, and he joins us here on Stumps. Jordan, congratulations. Welcome to the show.
Cheers. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
What was the key yesterday to unlocking the Melbourne Stars, who have been pretty difficult to unlock for most of the season, right up until the end, but how did you do it on the MCG yesterday?
Oh, look, I think firstly, I just have to pay enormous credit to the way we bowled last night, and also credit to how the Stars bowled. I thought they were, both teams on the night, I think bowling was certainly the winner on what proved to be, I thought, a pretty good surface, for batting even. So, I think that was obviously, we just probably did it a little bit better than what they did. So that's probably the nuts of it, really. So, couldn't be happy with how the result ended up.
Jordan, congratulations. Bryce McGain here. One of the challenges, I suppose, you mentioned the bowling there. Adam Zampa was a key player coming back from Australian duties, 3 for 21. And you had to come across him, the Sixers batting lineup. But you ended up with a score of 140. What was the feeling? You were batting at the time. You got a handy 25 off 21 balls to finish off the innings. But as you walked off, you had a bit of a concerned look on your own head as you went to the sheds. Was everyone just a bit worried whether it was enough runs?
Yeah, certainly. I think obviously our innings sort of it started quite well, and it just sort of fell away through the middle, and it was probably just a bit of personal frustration too, and not being able to find the middle of the bat on what I thought was actually a pretty good wicket. So I guess it was concerned just. You love to post totals up around that 150, 160 plus mark, and sort of being below that, knew that we were sort of going to be on the back foot with the ball straight up. But turns out that 140 was more than enough in the end, just thanks to a huge bowling performance. So, but yeah, there was certainly concern. I was just frustrated I couldn't find the middle of that, to be honest, and couldn't get a boundary away in those last couple of overs, which would have sort of got us up around that 150. But yeah, like I said, thankfully, it didn't matter too much in the end.
Well, when you talk about bowling lineups, they probably don't get much stronger than what you've got at the Sixers. You've got Josh Hazlewood rolling back in nicely, Nathan Lyon, Ben Dorsius, Abbott, O'Keefe. There's some real firepower. You've got Curran as well. It's been an incredible part of the way you've been consistently performing, particularly in the latter half of the Big Bash series.
Yeah, 100%. I think... obviously losing Tommy Curran is a bit of a loss for us. He obviously provides a fair bit with that as well. But to sort of bring someone in like Sean Abbott, the timing's just been spot on, really, with his injury. So to get him back last night, great to sort of see him fire in with a couple of wickets towards the end as well. So that'll do his confidence the world of good. So, it's awesome, being in the field and, fielding to these types of bowlers. We've just got so much sort of experience, I guess, in... maybe not as much in T20 cricket, but, just in terms of, high-level cricket, these guys have been performers for years. So, to jump in on the back of people like Hazlewood and Lyon and O'Keefe, guys who have been doing it for a long time now, it's awesome. Yeah, and it was really highlighted, I guess, last night with that bowling performance.
Well, Sock was really key to it because he's bowling some tough overs early on in the innings and then also throughout the middle. But it's his... The way I look at it, it's just his experience, his knowledge, his wily craftiness. He must be amazing. Well, he must be hard to hit around in the nets and get your eye in against him, but he's a real key to that bowling lineup.
Yeah, he's been enormous for us the last few games now. He obviously missed a fair chunk of the season due to a little calf niggle that he's had going on. But, since he's come back... you know, he's been terrific, sort of consistently going for that, you know, 20 to 24 runs off his four overs, and like you said, bowling the tough ones as well. I'm not sure. It looked incredibly slow last night. I think he took even more air out of the ball. But that was just summing up the conditions. I think he's just so good at that. He's obviously got so much experience now. And, I thought his performance last night, and then obviously getting the key wicket of Maxwell there just to sort of really put them to bed was, it was huge. So, yeah, he's been a terrific performer for us for a lot of years now.
Jordan, what were the conditions like at the MCG yesterday? It was a warm day in Melbourne. Was it a different battle? Because if you compare the scores to when you last played the Stars, it was you guys made the pretty much exact same score, about 140, mid-140s. Yeah. And again, you won that via Duckworth-Lewis method in the rain. But you put a similar score up and you defended it. But different conditions at a bigger ground, the MCG. How much did you take from your previous meeting and what changed when you had to go to a warm G?
Yeah, it was obviously very hot even the day before when we trained. So the conditions were slightly odd last night. It got really windy actually during the first half of our batting innings, and then I reckon by the time I walked off at the end of the innings, it was dead still. So conditions had sort of changed a little bit during the course of the night. But yeah, like you said, that it was a completely different fixture, I guess, to the one that we played at the SCG, where it was, I think, 14 overs aside and both teams going at about 10 and over. So, last night was a bit more of a scrap, and I thought the bowlers were, from both sides, were terrific in how they assessed the conditions. There was a lot of, off pace into the wicket and just making the batters try and hit square as much as possible, obviously playing the dimensions well there, the two big square sides. So I thought both teams were excellent at that. Luckily enough, I think the difference really was just the three early wickets in that power play. We actually had a steady power play. I think we were probably about 45, but we hadn't lost a wicket. So we had a really good base, whereas obviously the key for us to winning that game last night was going to be how well we bowled in that power play. And to have them three for 35, I think, at the end of that was probably where the game was won.
Jordan, you sound like Greg Shippard here, summing up the game at the end of the day on the whiteboard. You've summarised it beautifully. What's it like working with the Australian cricket Yoda? What's it like to have him as a coach?
Yeah, he's fantastic. Obviously, you would have obviously dealt a lot with him over the years, Bryce. And,
you bet.
Being involved with him over sort of an 8-week period every year is it's really nice, actually. It's a good sort of freshen up for me, obviously. Played in state cricket down in Tassie, so to come away and work with Shippy, and I love the language. It's just the way he sort of talks, and it's different every day with Ship. Like there's new messages and all these things on the board, and it's fantastic to be a part of. Really engaging sort of conversations that we have throughout the tournament, and obviously his experience is huge for our group. And obviously him and Moses, they work incredibly well together. So it's a really great environment that he's been able to create up here for a number of years now. And I've really got to enjoy playing under him.
Well, how does he communicate, Jordan? And maybe Bryce can elaborate on this as well. Is it cryptic? Is it sometimes hard to follow? Or is it in codes? You have to decipher things.
Yeah, a little bit cryptic. I remember we had one meeting actually before our last MCG where he was doing a crossword and you had to guess the clues, and then the clues were related to certain players. So it was just a way of mixing it up. But he's a teacher by trade, so there's a lot of a lot of whiteboard messages, but it all sort of relates back to some really simple key messages of T20 cricket. And that's staying fresh, being focused, having fun. He has a lot of F words, super easy writes up on the board. So being forensic as well about the opposition. He's just been terrific, I think, to work with, and his composure this year has certainly been noticed, and to take us to sort of back-to-back final series, hopefully going on to win one would be huge, and I'd be absolutely wrapped for him as well.
Does that sound familiar, Bryce?
It does indeed. Yeah. Forensic about the opposition. I'm interested in that part because it looked like you just picked apart the Stars.
Yeah.
And you bowled exactly where they don't want the ball bowled to them. So, yep. For instance, I touched on Steve O'Keefe and his experience, but he was bowling slow and wide. So all they can really do is try and hit over the offside or hit through the offside. where you had good protection on good angles, that would have been clearly a tactic as well as that forensic analysis of the opposition?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And sort of Moses being in on those sort of meetings with bowlers and obviously plenty of experience going around within the bowling group, but then you've got Andre Adams who sits in on those as our bowling coach, and as there's plenty of information that goes around, and you know, you obviously get a good chance to look at teams as well throughout the tournament, and you know, with the 14-game season and you play every team twice, so we'd obviously had, you know, two earlier games against the Stars to sort of come up with what we thought was going to work well in those conditions. We just did it perfectly last night. We executed brilliantly. I thought the quicks and the way they bowled, even just into the wicket and off pace, and it was just it was really good to watch.
Yeah, it certainly was. How does it go for now? The final's coming up. You've got a bit of time to put your feet up. Do you watch all the other games, gather information as players, or do you leave that to the experts and just chill out and have some time to yourselves?
Yeah, it's very individual, that one. I think I'll certainly be watching with a lot of interest, and try and pick up on a few things. You know, keep being forensic, like Shibby said. So I'll be probably glued to the telly tonight, I dare say, watching that game at the Adelaide Oval, and then I guess again on Thursday. But it's just going to be a new battle, I guess, come Saturday for us, and whoever we sort of come up against, we'll be well prepared for. So yeah, exciting, a really exciting week ahead, and almost can't believe we're playing a home final this season. It's going to be something pretty special.
Jordan, out of the three teams that remain, is there one that you would like to face more than another? Is there a team that you'd like to try and pick apart in a final?
Oh, it's the Thunder, isn't it? I think it'd be a derby final. I think that's what I'll be hoping for. And a packed out SCG, so they're one team I think we'd like to come up against. I guess all the teams at this end of the competition are high quality, so it's hard to sort of put a team that you want to play. I think Adelaide are an incredibly strong side. I expect the Melbourne Stars to bounce back next Thursday as against whoever they come up against as well. So, it's tough, but there'd be something pretty special about playing a derby final.
I think you're right. The Melbourne teams did it last year, and it was certainly a final to remember. It was an absolute cracker, and it probably showed the vulnerability of the Stars last year, and you were able to expose that a bit last night as well. One final thing before we do let you go. In terms of your form and getting some continuity, you haven't had a bat. You've only batted a couple of times in the last six games because the top order's doing the job and your role in the middle order isn't exposed too often. How do you prepare yourself around that without that steady out-in-the-middle batting performances?
Yeah, it can be a challenge, certainly. I guess my focus has maybe changed a little bit in the net since I've sort of dropped from five down to six. With Smith coming back, that I'm actually putting a really high emphasis on sort of my first 10 or 20 balls in the nets.
Yep.
So that's sort of how my training's changed a little bit, and just trying to be, super aggressive, I guess, in the nets. And but then I guess there's still chances where I could come in earlier and have to sort of play the situation sort of a little bit like last night. It's certainly changed a little bit through the course of the competition, and have probably struggled for continuity in the middle, like you said. But I still feel comfortable with how I'm going, and comfortable that I can certainly do a job for the team batting at six. And I think we've spoken about it. We've obviously batted very well over the last six games, but there's probably always going to be a time where someone else might have to stand up, and although I wouldn't love it to be me, and we're batting brilliantly, then if that sort of chance comes, and I want to stand up and take it. So, feeling comfortable enough with how I'm going for sure.
Jordan, it's been a pleasure talking to you. It was a great win from your boys last night, the Sydney Sixers. It's probably the biggest break you'll have in this Big Bash season with a week now until the final. But good luck with it, and whoever you do face, I hope all the best for you.
Cheers. Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Go well, Jordan.
Thank you.
Jordan Silk from the Sydney Sixers here on Stumps.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.